Hello, this is Tamiko Faison, your host for Therapy Entrepreneurs and Leaders of Color, a podcast dedicated to supporting therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color around the world. Today, I am reflecting. I don't have an interviewee. Don't worry, I will be back next month with an interviewee because I am meeting so many amazing OTs of color through social media and other groups and organizations who are just on fire. If I had Alicia Keys' On Fire song, I'd be playing it right now if I had it near me. Ladies on fire, but also men who are on fire, African Americans, but also other therapists of color who are just blazing trails. And I feel that they need to be showcased and their stories need to be shared. But back to my reflection, I'm reflecting today because I have an almost adult son. He is 17 and just finished his last day of high school on last week. And you're probably thinking, what does this have to do with entrepreneurship? What it has to do with it is that I actually started my business. Some of you have heard the story because he was born 3 months premature and had a poor prognosis. And I decided to start the business after he was born, and it was just a sink or swim. In spite of other people telling me it's not a good idea, it's not going to work, you really need benefits and you really need security. I'm reflecting now and looking at how far I've came. Of course, there were many ups and downs, but have now been in business for pretty much his entire life. And I have only been able to serve some underserved populations, but also have been able to help other therapists by adding the consulting and coaching to my practice. When people come to me and say, well, how are you doing? What are you doing? I'm able to help them. But I want to talk about a reflection that I've had based on that consultation, those consultative and coaching services. And that is that the majority of people who come to me are therapists of color. But the bigger observation is that those therapists typically come to me with stories of resilience, but still have a struggle with the imposter syndrome. Imposter meaning feeling like you don't fit, that you really shouldn't be where you are, that how can you possibly be an entrepreneur or leader? Because for some reason, maybe because of background or not looking like the majority, you feel that you don't fit, you're not adequate. And I've heard these stories so much that it really inspired me to start this podcast because these stories are powerful. I can certainly relate. I still have my own personal struggle sometimes with imposter syndrome. But continue to step forward, moving many times, you know, doing it afraid. I mentioned in some platforms that I grew up poor. Actually, I usually say PO, P-O, long O sound, because it was like that. And I think about some of the struggles that I had and some of the struggles of therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color that I've spoken with through interviews and consulting and coaching, and how those stories could really better serve the profession. And typically we're closing our mouths because we sound or look different when really we have so much to offer. When the imposter syndrome is making us think that we are less than, but we are really extremely strong and resilient and have a lot to contribute. For years, and this is probably my first time saying this on a public forum, I never shared about my history and family issues with dealing with crack cocaine addiction and some of the things that I observed, but more recently have been able to share insights from a personal perspective that are helpful for persons who are working with people with substance abuse issues. And that's really what I want to talk about today, is that we have stories of resilience, perseverance, empowering stories that may not be the same as the majority in our profession. And it doesn't necessarily have to be substance abuse, just stories of overcoming. And instead of shrinking because those stories are different, how about thinking about how powerful and strong you are because of what you've been able to overcome? I'm going to sum it up like this. This is something that Dr. Brittany Connor said, who I'm so impressed with, in our last interview. She said, "You belong. You do. Know that you do." And when you know that you do belong, you can share. You can share your strengths. You can share your stories of resiliency. And you can inspire and empower others. And isn't that what great leaders are supposed to do? Inspire and empower others. So I want to leave that for my final thoughts and final question. Isn't that what great leaders do? And how might you do the same? Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, have a great one.